Here's a thought I'll title One of One. In 1989, when my primary camera, well, for 30-some-odd years, was an Arca Swiss monorail view camera, I commissioned a metal shop guy to create for me or make an adapter for me that would allow me to put a Polaroid 3¼ by 4¼ film pack onto my Arca Swiss view camera. It was a tricky little thing, but for him, as a machine shop guy, it was easy. He made it, and I had all kinds of fun with it. This led to, essentially, a summer-long project where I shot only Polaroid film and made one-of-ones. I didn't even shoot Polaroid positive-negative film. I just shot the regular print film and dutifully coated them. Those of you who know Polaroid materials know what I'm talking about, so they would be preserved and not fade. And then I matted a whole bunch of these images in little 8x10 2-ply mat boards, signed them, and all numbered them one of one. And this box of Polaroid prints has moved with me from time to time. And I recently ran across that box of prints, which I don't think I've viewed since about 2015 or so. So it's been 10 years since I looked at those images. And I was kind of interested to see what I had done and whether or not they held up after all these years. So I got the box out and started looking through the now 37-year-old work that was completed, what, half a lifetime ago when I was 34 years old. And I was very pleasantly surprised that a lot of those prints are pretty wonderful. I like them. I still like them after all these years. And I was impressed with the material after all these years. Hadn't faded. The blacks were nice and gorgeous. And as a body of work, it's pretty neat. And I was pleased that so many of them still held up and that I had something that I could look back on with fond memories. But then it occurred to me, what am I ever going to do with them? It was a fun exercise. And I obviously felt good enough about it that I matted all the images and signed them and numbered them one of one. But now that I have them, where do they go? What do I do? If I decided to somehow market them, which there is no market for them whatsoever, so it would be probably pretty fruitless to try to sell them. I don't know how I'd do that because in order to put them on the internet or a web page or something, or even produce a PDF of it, I'd have to either re-photograph them or scan them all, which would be a very sizable project. And do I want to put that much energy into these prints? Or do I just pull them out every 10 years or so and enjoy them and put them back in the box and file them away and not worry about what their ultimate destiny is? The more I thought about that, the more I thought, that's probably the destiny for most of my work, for most of all of our work, is we do it, we enjoy it, we remember it from time to time, and what more do we need to ask of our work? Maybe that's reward enough. And I think I can honestly say that I hope it's reward enough, because that's the destination for 99% of all the artwork I've ever created, which seems to fit with wisdom I've run across with some consistency over the course of my 50 years in photography, and that is the idea that the process of being a photographer is the reward, not the artifact that we make. The artifact becomes a record of our life, and in that regard, this phase that I went through one summer with Polaroid materials and doing a small body of work that was defined by the Polaroid materials I was playing around with, that's great. That's good. That's probably all it needed to be. And as a personal memento, it reminds me of a good time. In that regard, it's almost like a family snapshot. It reminds me of a time in my photographic life when that was, for whatever reason, what I needed to do, what I wanted to do, what I had fun doing. And anything beyond that is unexpected, probably not going to happen, and immaterial. The only other thought that came up when I was reviewing these long-lost prints was, too bad those Polaroid materials are no longer available, because it was kind of fun to do that little project. And then I thought about those little instant Fuji printers that you can pair with your phone and just take snapshot pictures on your phone, or maybe even serious artwork on your phone, and send it to a little portable printer. And doesn't that have the same spirit behind it that I had with that 3 1/4, 4 1/4 adapter back for Polaroid film back in the late 1980s? I've seen a number of those little instant Fuji printers and what they can do, and it's kind of fun. I wonder if it could be more serious, and if it is it worth taking time away from what I really think of as my artistic productivity and a more important legacy? I don't know. Something to think about, though. Today's instant print materials would not be the same kind of one of one that the Polaroid materials were. I don't know if that messes up the spirit of the idea or not. Something I'm going to give a little more thought to, though. Just for fun.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.